Chapter 3. The Spies Who Got Away. If the Americans draw their missiles and position guided ammunition onto the target zone on China's territory, I think we will have to respond with nuclear weapons. Chinese Major General Zhu Jianghu, July 2005. In 1999, a small group of U.S. counterintelligence officials asked for a meeting with CIA Director George Tenet. The officials were part of a special task force that was set up in utmost secrecy to look into how China had compromised just about all the useful U.S. electronic eavesdropping operations and other technical spying in the communist nation. They told Tenet they needed more than 2 hours of his time because of the explosive nature of the information they had uncovered. The officials met in Tenet's seventh-floor office at the CIA's Langley headquarters with a view of the woods in the northern Virginia suburbs. What they told him was shocking. At least three CIA officers from the storied Directorate of Operations, the agency's espionage branch, had betrayed the United States and had worked as spies for Beijing. One of the officers was paid $600,000 for U.S. secrets. The CIA traitors had been tracked and identified with the help of a Chinese intelligence defector who had revealed for the first time that there was a special section within China's military intelligence organization, the Second Department of the People's Liberation Army, known by the name 2PLA. The special section was known as the First Department, and its sole mission was to recruit spies from within the U.S. government, and from within the 15-agency U.S. intelligence community in particular. Tenet, stunned that China had been able to penetrate his agency, ordered the group to pursue the officers, who had already retired from the CIA. But the investigation went nowhere, and ended without any action against the Chinese spies. It was typical of the U.S. intelligence community's see-no-evil approach to communist China and Chinese intelligence operations. The spies could still be operating, officials said. The First Department remains mostly a mystery to U.S. counterintelligence officials. The one thing known for sure is that it has had...